This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? It's Friday. I'm Nick. That's Greg.
Hi.
That's other Greg.
Hey, Greg.
And let me tell you, Greg, this is officially, it just hit me. Started getting a little emotional while the lights were down. My last morning show of the year.
I know.
And I'm very excited doing it with you.
Yeah.
Because Andy
sucks.
He's terrible. How are you feeling?
Good. How are you, sir?
Good. We got the Christmas party tonight.
Christmas party tonight. Fancy dress, fancy dinner. Excited for a cocktail. You gonna have a cocktail?
Yeah. You know, I might
have a cocktail. If Nick says he might do something, that means he is not doing it.
I reserve the right.
If Nick says he is doing it, 50-50 if it's gonna get done or not. But that's a better chance than
if I say I'm 100% doing something. It's still a 50% chance of me doing it. I'm very excited. Of course, I'm going on vacation all next week. The guys are still continuing the morning show and Games Daily throughout next week, potentially.
I like how you got question there at the end. There's a question about Thursday or Friday. We'll see what happens. We like to keep you on your toes.
Well, the thing about it is we got a lot of strategic planning to do for next year.
Sure.
Obviously, January 4th, lots of big announcements, lots of big surprises. Will Greg be shaving his beard? You'll have to wait. Did we finally vote as the board of directors, as the board of trustees for this company? That's one too many beards.
One too many beards, yeah.
Too many beards. Yeah. Too many beards.
I got too many beards.
Ladies and gentlemen, of course, this is the Kind of Funny Morning Show. Usually we do this Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. PT, but next week might be a little bit of a crapshoot. We're still doing all the other shows next week, by the way. So Game Over Greggy Show, Games Cast, all that jazz. Those will still be rolling out, actually all throughout the holidays. After next week, though, that's the cutoff point. No more morning shows. So everybody be cool. And just understand that mommy and daddy got to take a break.
It's true.
We got to reconnect.
Go snap some holidays.
We got to figure out how we fit into each other.
Put the kids
metaphorically.
You put the kids with the grandparents and you take each other to Pound Town. You know what I mean?
Take each other to
Pound
Town.
That's what it's all about.
You got to do what they do in Billions where you all just you dress up.
Billions.
Oh, man. They dress up in like, say it like BDSM.
BDSM.
And she like doms him.
Yeah.
It's not sexy.
Why is it sexy?
Because it's Paul Giamatti. And you're like, huh.
Paul Giamatti can't have sex?
Not in any way that gets me at all excited, in any way, shape, or form.
You have what I like to call unrealistic
charisma.
Body image. All right, don't project that shit on people. Let people of all shapes and sizes fuck, and you should get
turned
around.
Here's what we're gonna do.
First off, I've heard about some of the porn you watch.
Here's what we're gonna do.
I can't believe that's even on the top.
Here's what we're gonna
20.
Do. The next time you decide that you're going to pleasure yourself,
yeah,
I'm gonna sneak in wherever you're at. And right before you're about to climax,
sure.
I'm just going to show you a picture of Paul Giamatti's
face. Can it be him in the Rhino costume?
Absolutely.
Thank
I
you.
Am Rhino.
Yeah,
why
yeah.
are you doing this, Spider-Man?
Yeah.
How was my Rhino there?
Terrible.
Okay. You know what's not terrible, everyone? The Kind of Funny Games Showcase. It is live over on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. If you didn't get a chance to watch with us last Saturday, you effed up. This was a
it's
moment.
True.
This was a moment. Well, you can go over there and watch it right now. Give it some love. Leave some comments. Let me know what you thought of what a lot of people are saying, the standout moment in the game showcase.
Yeah.
When I popped up.
Yeah.
Literally popped up.
Yeah.
From the bottom of the frame.
It's a good GIF.
It's a great
GIF. Thank you, Corey.
You want to get weird? Let's get weird. Do you know what I was channeling for that? I'll give you one guess. 1989 Batman, Michael Keaton, you want to hit nuts? Let's get nuts.
Yeah, I should have gotten that. That okay. one should have got for me.
Well, sorry. You shouldn't have because
firing.
I didn't
I'm
do
firing
it.
On all things.
I didn't exactly do it like he did. Remember how he was way too over emotional and yelled for some reason? It was really uncharacteristic for his character. And you're like, that's a little weird.
But what he was doing is
baiting. Yeah, acting. He was trying to get the Joker to
yeah,
shoot him.
He's yeah, he's Bruce Wayne. Like, right, if you were going to psych yourself up as a normal billionaire, how would you
look
psych
at that.
It
cool
up?
Cool Greg got
just
it right
gave
there.
It away. Cool Greg now.
Well, you can't hear what I'm saying. My hair looks
now nobody has to watch it. We just gave it all away. Cool Greg's just still giving away all the milk for free.
Again, pause it
I
here.
I want people to go fuck this cow. I want people to go fuck this cow. I don't want them to get it.
Cool Greg, bring this back up. And this is what I want to tell you guys. This is what I want to say. Go back to that part. There we go. Where we are.
I have the Tyler in the chat says, I just love how humble Nick is.
All right. Here we go. So bring it up right when I come up. Here we go. Go. And there we go. Pause. Bring this up. Just pause it. How is it that you're both that much taller than me?
You're a tiny man. It's one of those things. Why you've gone and trained now.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. The height advantage doesn't matter for Tim. You can still climb Tim out in 2 seconds.
Well, anyone do that, though.
Sure.
You're the one I'm really worried about.
You couldn't take me.
See, the thing is this.
Because you're going to come in and you're going to try to master the things, and I'm just going to bare strength you, pound you into the ground like a peg.
The only thing that makes me think that maybe I could take you was there was a moment during setup for prom where I did a single leg pick on you, and you went down.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that worked. But you took a bump because you knew it was coming.
Ha! Well, so I did the hop, and I'm like, I'm just going to go down.
What always happens is I go, oh, I think I'm really getting good at this. I'm really getting good at takedowns. I think I'm really getting good at, like, at defense and a little bit of offense.
Sure.
And then I'll get a guy of your size. It'll be his first day. He just fucking destroys me. And I'm like, God damn it. I've learned nothing. I am nothing. I'm terrible. I'm terrible at this.
Yeah.
But then my ego just takes over. He goes, no, you're awesome.
I just feel like you're going to be struggling. Because you're going to be going through the checklist in your head of what to really do.
No.
Where I'm just going to be going for eyeballs and balls.
Yeah, you'll be going for eyeballs and balls.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. Just all balls.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, all balls,
Miller.
When you were an antler, they called you the all balls Miller.
Maybe call me all balls Miller.
Because you like to go to balls.
Yeah.
You like jingle bells.
Yeah.
You like to deck the halls with balls
and
holly.
Doing. Okay, yeah.
And you also like grab testicles
when I fight.
And eyeballs.
Yeah, exactly. Any bouncer tried to throw me out of the bar, I immediately went, bah, low blow. You know what I mean? Yeah. Exactly. Stab, stab, stab. Here it comes. Stab, stab, stab.
Right?
Yeah.
You do it like fucking right in the eye.
Got it.
Right
eye. Yeah.
You excited to talk about Spider-Man into
Spider-Verse? I can't wait to talk about Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse.
Luckily, I put 5 other stories that don't matter in front of that, so we could have some fun today.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Sirens are on our end, by the way.
Yeah, just stupid little stories.
Okay, fine.
Sometimes I put them on there just to see where the vibe's going, and then I'll skip through them if I don't need to.
Sure, okay.
Need to talk
sure,
about them.
Okay, sure. You okay, know? Sure.
What else do we have on? Oh, well, what else we have on here? There's a big weekend sale happening this weekend over on the store. Cool Greg, go over to kindoffunny.com/store.
I like how you said it and Cool Greg just goes, oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Well, we didn't put a link in there.
Oh, okay.
People, here's what happens. People copy this stuff in here. They don't necessarily tell me. Then I see it in here and there's no link. But I figure the store, self-explanatory.
Sure.
We only have one store.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Here we go. Look at all this shit that's on sale. The hype hat
just
came out, already on sale. Already on sale. Kind of funny side print shirt, already on sale. The glitch shirt that we're all loving, already on sale. Everything else, this is great.
Give me a scroll now. What's still in the store?
Let's go for a scroll.
Give me a scroll. Give me a walkabout.
Here's the thing.
Nobody's that skinny. That zip up hoodie is giving off unrealistic body proportions.
No, it's.
No human being is that skinny. Trevor Collins is thicker than that is there. And I'm saying something there.
Wow.
Because he's tiny.
He's a tiny, small boy.
All right.
There you go. Go over, check that out. These make excellent stocking stuffers.
We finally sold out of all the pillows. That's good to know.
Well, there was 1,000 of them.
Well, I know, yeah. But
do people know the story of the pillows?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know what happens on the show anymore. I don't know what stories
I've never told the story of the pillows.
Tell the stories of the pillow.
Recollection.
Those kind of funny plush pillows we have.
Somebody fucked up and ordered like 10,000 of them.
We wanted like what, 150?
We wanted like 150 of them so we could just have them in the store, and they've been on the store for 18 years.
And that's why you could get them at one point for like $3.
You were
and I was like,
them,
everybody buy these. They're amazing pillows. They're great pillows.
You were buying
pillows.
Them for less than it costs to like feed yourself for like 10 days.
Yeah.
And you could just eat the pillow.
I think Zyger sent photos of his bed covered in them. Other people have sent photos of their bed covered in them. I have extra ones in Lucy James's closet now.
I bought 14 of them and just stood on the balcony, hurled them at random cars.
Sure.
Doesn't matter.
Sure.
They were so cheap.
Yeah.
But they durable, though.
They're great pillows.
Really durable.
Yeah.
As a pillow. Lastly, we've already talked about the holiday schedule. Ladies and gentlemen, musicians, the community, we need you. If you have musical talent, if you've ever thought of yourself as a musical artist, you got to go to kindoffunny.com/music to download the official Kind of Funny theme song MIDI file, and you can make your own version for us. We're looking for creativity on this one. Prize that you get for being voted, you get 50 pillows. But you have to go over to Zyger's house and pick them
you
up
have to,
off
You have bed. To steal them from Mama Zyger.
Yeah, you have to find out where Zyger lives and just knock on his door and say, I need all your pillows, Nick, so that I can
It's pretty
them.
Common name, Zyger. You'll never be able to track
Yeah, no
down.
One's ever going to find that. No one's ever going to find
Truth,
that.
If I put a gun to your head right now, would you be able to tell me Zyger's real name?
Absolutely not.
Pow, dead.
Jesse.
I can get in the ball. Oh, you just want the first name.
Is it Jesse?
No.
Is it Pabloma?
No.
Is it Jesus?
No.
Is it John?
Is it Bill?
No.
James.
You're,
Jonathan?
Yes. I think.
John. We'll never know. Is he in the chat right now?
Of course he is. He's Zyger. He's fucking... At some point, Zyger just digitized himself and uploaded himself to the Twitch chat.
You know, he's not always in the chat.
Sometimes oh, no, he's not there. Jerusky2K says, Zyger, how is Zyger not here today? Yeah. Which means we can talk shit about him.
Absolutely.
Great.
You know the rule I have in this office. It's a rule that, for sure, engenders creativity and a positive attitude and it lets people think. It's when you're not here, we talk shit about you.
Yeah, 100%.
Did you get that last night?
I sure did. My favorite theater started selling shirts with their logo on it. You're goddamn right, I bought it.
Oh, that's fun.
Somebody's got to come here and continue to preach the good word while Kevin's like, the light's too bright.
The light is too bright. The shit we say about that poor... Kevin's here, so we can't talk shit about him.
Kevin, I thought I had to be in the room.
I mean...
What are the rules for shit talking?
Let's be honest, even if he's in the room, we can talk shit about
okay,
him.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how we do this. That's how we do this. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we accept tips on... Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Kev.
What's
welcome
up?
Back.
Hey, Kev.
Big Kev Coelho making his return.
Kev, can I ask
Two
you a
days
question?
Off.
Can you get on the shock mic here?
Where did you interview?
How was Austin? Did you go interview down at Rooster Teeth?
I've been sitting on the toilet the last 2 days, guys.
Let me ask you this question.
I've been playing a lot of Switch.
Oh, yeah. Smash, yeah. Got all the characters unlocked. Nice. Yeah,
do you,
yeah.
Now, if you say no to this, I will legitimately not reveal this. Can I tell people the Slack that you sent us the first day you were sick?
Sure.
Kevin sends us, I can just read it. I'm just going to read it. Everyone's sick in this office, by the way. Everyone's dying, including like all my immediate family now has caught all of my stuff.
Yeah, I saw disgusting. Joey tweeting that she got sick.
Dude. It's terrible. So a couple days ago, Kevin tweets.
Or no, Slacks.
Oh, Slacks, excuse me. Hey, guys. I don't think I'm going to be able to come in today. Got food poisoning last night. Stayed up really late being sick. Also, Thomas, his cat, keeps drooling. So I have to take him to the vet.
When I say he keeps drooling, it was... shocking how much liquid is coming out of this damn
so is what? It just like a faucet
yeah it was like a faucet that's like slowly leaking
okay
so it was one little stream but it kept going at one point I walked into my house we had been out and it was like did he pee on the couch because there's just this spot,
giant wet spot
that was like this big no and he's been drooling
now the next day slack us again. Say, hey guys, still sick, won't be able to come in today either. And I started to type, is your cat still drooling? But then I thought, he's probably in a bad place, but let's not do that.
That's not what he needs right now.
But how much drool, is Thomas still drooling?
You didn't get to the vet.
No, we did. We got to the vet.
So
he started drooling Tuesday in the morning, a little bit. Like which is like, why is he like accumulating drops on his little chin?
Yeah.
By Tuesday night, it was like, oh shit, something's wrong with him. So let's take him to the vet tomorrow morning. And in the morning, it had slowed down again. By the time we took him to the vet, it had stopped completely. We talked to the vet,
happens.
And it just that was it. It had just stopped.
It's like my car's brakes. I was like, they're squeaking. Then I finally take them in. The guy's like, they're not squeaking. I can't get them to squeak.
Now a lot of my information. Is based on TV shows I've watched. Was there like a cartoon steak in the windowsill? And like the smell was wafting over to me.
You're of course referring to the cat from The Simpsons, right? Is that what you're...
Tom and Jerry is where I was going. Okay, oh, if she can scratch you, would work though too. Yeah, sure, I'll give you that.
But yeah, no, I mean, it just stopped. The vet was like, why didn't you bring him earlier? And we were like,
fuck you, that's
why.
Yeah,
exactly.
The emergency vet...
Also, the emergency vet near my house is like... They're terrible assholes. Every time I've gone, they've been like, it's going to be $3,000. And then I take him to the regular vet, and the regular vet's like, all right, well, $75, and he's fine. Yeah.
When we were in Chicago, we were at my dad's, and at some point in the, like, we laid down, and everything was chill, and, like, after 30 minutes of laying in bed at night, Bertil just sat up, bolted up. And Jen like woke me. I was like drifting. She like woke me. Like, he's gonna be sick or something. And like we got up and we're like watching him, seeing what his next move is. Does he need to go outside? Is he gonna puke? What's he gonna do? And then he was just. And so Jen brought a glass of water over to him. He drank for like 10 straight minutes. Then sat there for an hour and a half, just going. And like not Porty always does the mouth noises, but this was like outrageous. Like he was frothing at the mouth. And we're like, what did you do? And Jen's like, I think he might have eaten a plant. And I'm like. That's the last thing I need right now in Chicago is that he ate some poinsettia or something. Then he was fine.
That's why I don't have kids.
Yeah.
They're always touching shit. They're always falling down. They're always like putting things in their mouth and eyeballs.
Sure.
So I saw a kid the other day take a knife right into the eye.
Jesus Christ. His fucking eye. Step, step, step.
His mom was like.
He took it out. Eye out all the way. Don't you regret spring break now?
Next time, use a condom.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus.
No, that's what I was doing. Yeah. We're playing over here.
Yeah, we're going back
and forth. When I'm here, you know it's improv. Anything can happen.
Sure.
See, you know what Greg doesn't do? Greg never goes, you used to do this to me all the time when I get out on the ledge. This is back when you cared. You go, all right. When you used to host this show, you go, all right.
Well,
let's
I knew
bring
I had to go somewhere. There's nowhere to go.
To normality.
It looks like there's a lot of stories. Some of them even look good.
Those are just a lot of tabs open from the last couple days.
Yeah, I'll tell you what looks real good. That tab that says Dick King.
What says Dick King?
It's got Muxy Online Stopwatch Dick King.
Yeah, oh, that's a good one. This is a clip that I think Kev put this on.
I sent this to you.
Yeah, you sent this to me.
Later. Don't ruin Internet of the Week yet.
People look forward to this as a bit that we do every week that we don't know happens.
Ooh.
All right, Kevin, I'm glad to hear you and Thomas are doing well. Mm-hmm. Before we get to the news stories and talk about Into the Spider-Verse and we'll gush about it, I'm sure, I do want to take a moment to dip into tips. If you want to tip us at the $5 or above level, we will read those tips. We will also take cheers at the 500 cheer level or above. Don't be that guy gives me 100 cheers with a really good comment and a clip, and then I read it and break my own rules.
Don't be that son of a bitch.
Don't be that guy. Are we supposed to read this one? Because Jody was talking about that one yesterday.
That was the one where I thought you said if you want, you were going to do it anonymously.
He said he wanted it anonymously.
Yeah, to do it anonymously.
Okay.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a first for this show. An anonymous tipper who has chosen to remain anonymous, I'd like to say this person's name, but they have chosen not to, has tipped us $1,000 and said, thank you, kind of funny, and Merry Christmas, Merry Holidays to all the KF best friends. And I want to say, we are going to take that money. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you, anonymous tipper.
We're going to take that, and that's going to go toward our holiday party tonight. So you are basically paying for a holiday party, and we appreciate that.
I don't think you're aware of how much the place I booked costs.
You know, I added it up, and then I took that and threw it away, because I don't want to think about
that's
that.
That's what I like to do.
I don't want to think about that. But thank you very, very much. That's a very, very generous tip, and we very much appreciate that, guys.
Gwyn Bell points out it says right at the top.
What's that?
I think it does the scroll thing that says their name.
I know, but
maybe it's an anonymous name there. You know what I mean? Maybe Andy didn't. I'm sorry. Fuck. You like that? I'm making the joke that Andy made the donation.
Yeah.
Andy didn't make
Andy
the donation.
Make
we
fucking
don't fucking
money.
Pay Andy anything. He doesn't
get it. What are you kidding me? What do you think? Come here. What do you think Kevin interviewed yesterday? Back at IGN?
No, because here's... No, fuck.
Everyone's back at IGN, he was like, dude, he would come in and fucking lead the whole team.
The only thing,
he'd be a little, like, a little Napoleon, fucking digital
Napoleon.
Here's
how you know it wasn't IGN, right? Because if any of us were like, hey, we'd like to interview back there, they'd bring us back in for one day for sure just to laugh at us and tell us we told you it was a stupid idea. It's fuck. What were we thinking?
Oh, they're still waiting for this whole bottom to fall out. And to be perfectly honest, so am I.
But
I missed the free sodas.
It went to a two-day interview. Okay, put a pin in this thing. Yesterday I went to Unity for Jen's book signing.
Oh, fun.
And they had one of those carbonated water machines. Like they also have at IGN. Yeah. Jen pointed out once we run out of all this free LaCroix, we should probably get one of those. It's going to be cheaper than that.
Well,
I pulled the pin back.
I've seen the tipper's name before.
Oh, neat.
Pretty dope.
That's awesome.
You drew the name Andy. See what I did there? See what I did there? Keep going. Anyways, back to Kevin.
Anonymous man, if you want us to tell your name, we'd love to say
the way you know it is not IGN. Because that was a two-day interview.
Mm-hmm.
So what is
sometimes
Kevin
IGN doing? Brings you back for a second day, but mostly just because they fucked up the first day. You see what I'm saying?
Cool, Greg. Where's a whiteboard marker?
Well, that one's there, but you're not gonna get all that shit off there. That's a lot of. Are we doing this? Okay. While you do that, I'm gonna keep reading some tips if that's okay. Techie Haas has given us a very nice tip as well, $15. Said, hello, beautiful people. I'm submitting my birthday tax. I turned the big 3-0. Thanks for all the great content and happy holidays. Hey, man, life does not start until you're 30. I firmly believe that. Because that's when you start facing all the consequences of your 20s. Like, one day I woke up and I was like, fuck, I'm married. How'd that happen? The Cuckybus said, today at work, I accidentally shot myself in the thumb with a nail gun, and I think it hit the bone. I had to build cabinets with one hand. Can I get a butthole? To kiss it better. Cool, Greg, please give me the one. Feel better. Butthole. All right. Lascoot F gave us $10, said, Nick and Greg, I introduced my really good friend Brooke to you guys, and she loves you, but is going through a big rough patch. Can you guys say something nice and let her know she is important and loved by me and her friends? Thank you. Love you. I will say this, because normally when people ask Greg for a heartfelt message, it can go one of two ways. He can start crying and give you a real heartfelt message, or he will say something so fucking horrible that it sometimes makes you laugh, but also may be a crime.
Sure.
So I will.
You take care of this. You give Brooke a message.
Cool, Greg. Give me the one. Hey, Brooke. It's gonna get better. Okay. The holidays are right around.
And
the
I hear you got ugly feet, Brooke.
Yeah. That's how I thought. That's about how I thought that was gonna go. Party McFly. Said, just dropping in to say bon voyage to Nick and pay my birthday tax, turning 29 on Sunday. So, one more year of being a bad little baby child. Any tips for me? Much love from Honolulu and really excited for January 4th. No, man, just enjoy your 20s. Like always, just enjoy yourself, be good, don't hurt yourself or any people, and don't break any laws. And you always wear condoms. Actually, that's a really good tip. Cool Girl, give me the one. Literally always. Like, you should be wearing one right now. You don't know what your jeans have.
First advice you gave me when we met at that bar.
Have you followed it?
I haven't needed.
Okay, well, it's nice to know people listen to me. You know, if you just say, I just say it enough to inception it. I just want you to think of me right before you penetrate something. You know? Just right before you go and be like, is this a good idea? And then and my words float over your shoulder, always wear condoms. And you go, whatever. What do we got here, Greg?
Where did Kevin interview, all right?
Yeah.
Now, I think at the start of this, Nick, you have to start just listing the W,
yeah.
I, K, G, at symbol.
You know, it could have been...
What is Kevin good at? You know what I mean?
Oh, I thought it was going to be, where did Kevin interview? I thought it was going to be...
No.
Widkey, okay.
So, all right, what is... clear your mind, what is Kevin good at?
Amateur welding.
Welding.
He is good at... He built his own desk. Building. I know that. He is good at having a codependent relationship with one computer.
Abusive computer.
Yeah, abusive computer. He's really good at pissing Tim off.
Eating.
Great at eating.
Pissing.
Which, to be
Tim
honest,
off.
Kevin and I had our we
That's
I pulled him aside
bond.
After.
That's how we
after,
all bond.
After the review, I pulled Kevin aside. I said, "You're doing great at pissing Tim off. You could take it up 10 notches, though."
Sure, that makes sense. That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. Very dependable.
Give me one more.
Great.
Dependable.
At,
sure.
Very dependable. Good at kind of organizing things, but in a way that pisses Tim off.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put organ and then
GE.
Good enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the information we need to start building a case for where he was. Mm-hmm. So now it's a 2-day interview.
Yeah.
That can I think that puts him anywhere on this coast. I don't think he went.
He didn't fly anywhere.
Okay.
We would have known that.
So we're staying on this.
Because he also, if he had flown someplace, there's no way he wouldn't have put that on Instagram. You see what I'm saying?
Because
Kevin
so he's local.
Loves Instagram so much.
Okay.
That if he went to like Washington, he would have been like, fuck it, I'll just do it. No, Nick doesn't follow me. What? And then I go,
all right,
I do
so we're looking
you.
For somewhere in SF.
Yeah.
So it's in SF somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's got manual labor. It has a good part of it.
But also...
pissing Tim off. What pisses Tim off? Pepsi? Is there a Pepsi around here? Cool,
Pepsi
Greg.
Plant?
Open a Google thing and put San Francisco Pepsi.
He's already on it.
Thank you.
He's also good at telling other people what to do. So when other people have to do manual labor, he's good at telling them to do manual labor. And sitting like he sits back like
No. Kevin, throw it. Cool Greg, throw it up. Throw it up for people to see. PepsiCo. Warehouse loader, full-time and nights in Hayward.
No. See, that's not Kevin, right? Kevin's three down. Machine operator, production, full-time rotating shift. If it has to do with a giant machine that he could pick Tim up with,
sure,
and dumped him in a vat of Pepsi.
Now here's
that's
what I'm,
something that
here's
would
what
be
I
want.
Here's what I'm going to put out there for you. I'm going to float this to you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm gonna, cool guy. Leave the window open for a second there. Google Orange Theory. Because I know Gia does this, and it pisses Tim off.
Yeah.
Now, I know what you're thinking. It's an exercise thing.
But Kevin can be manager. He doesn't have to exercise.
Exactly. He could be the dependable organizer kind of, good enough organizer, that is also a building slash welding the bikes.
Yeah.
Is that what you do in Orange Theory? Click on that one right there. I don't even know what you do in Orange Theory.
That's what you do.
Oh, there's some tech shit there. You're doing stuff there. Something's got
to
happen.
He likes to lift things and prove that he's strong, too.
Orange Theory.
He likes strong man.
He does like being a strong man.
He's like, I'm a strong man.
He says that. That's a Kevin quote. If I had a Kevin Pullstring doll,
I'm a strong man. I'm a strong.
All right.
Hey, Kev. So, Kevin, let us know how close we got to this.
Are we on the right track?
We have surmised that you interviewed as either a
We haven't surmised. We're starting the next things up.
I haven't been like keeping track, but why is Pepsi there? You all know my stance on Pepsi.
Because not even as you a joke. Love pissing off Tim, and they have a forklift operator's
now,
job over
we have,
there.
We have two leading theories.
Leading theories right now.
Greg thinks that you applied to be a manager of Orange Theory.
I don't think that. I put it out there as a possibility.
Just so that when the one time Tim has to come in to do it, when Gia finally gets him to do it, you can torture him. Mm. Okay? By just being in the room. Because you know he hates you watching him do things.
I've been invited to go to that time to work out with him. So I don't need to take the job there.
My theory is... you are operating a very intricate, heavy machine at a Pepsi plant that you'll trick Tim into coming to. You pick him up, you dump him in Pepsi. Ha ha ha, Instagram gold. Those are the two theories. It's like, you know, have you seen the movie Tag? When Ed Helms' character interviews and gets a job at the place to do it. It's fucking, I mean, even though he has like a doctor.
Is Tag good?
This is
really funny.
Tag's awesome.
It's really good.
Here's what I'm going to float out there for you. And this is, going off of all of this, it's not on what is Kevin good at.
Yeah.
But it falls into the pissing Tim off long game. And I do know he is good at this, but I haven't put it on there. Kevin has magic fingers.
He does have magic fingers.
Could he be interviewing at a masseuse place?
He goes like this, crack, and he gets in there.
Interviewing at a masseuse place to then one day rub Tim down.
No, because Tim doesn't like to be touched.
But I know, but it's one of getting Tim into this way, Gia is like, we need to do something special for our anniversary.
Yeah.
Tim's
I want to do it.
Then Kevin in Tim's ears like, hey, I know a great place for massages for couples.
Yeah.
And like they all go fucking there. You know what I mean? Tim's like, I'll suck it up. It's me and G is the fourth anniversary, fifth,
it's gonna be
sixth,
so,
seventh. I don't even know.
I think Gia can talk Tim into almost anything. But being touched in a room while Kevin's also being touched.
But no, I think they don't know that Kevin, it's not Kevin. I just know.
Do you think Kevin comes in dressed as a masseuse? Maybe with a wig.
Stick with me, all right?
Maybe with the long
stick with me.
Coelho
hair
wig.
Here's where it all comes together. We know he's good at building, welding, pissing off Tim, and magic hands, which I didn't write in there, right? What if what Kevin did this time, right, while he was gone, is work on this?
Is that a bed? Is that a Tempur-Pedic bed?
This is, of course, what looks to be an ordinary massage table.
Ah, I see.
But in reality, it is a massage table hiding a Kevin inside.
Yeah. I really feel like you nailed it.
So then Tim lays in it to get his massage, right? And they're face to face.
Yeah.
Dick to dick.
Yeah.
And it's Tim's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Because as he does this, these metallic arms come over, swing over. They swing over onto Tim, lock him in. Gia over here, she's getting a normal massage. Everything's great for her. Tim?
Yeah.
Ball gag. Face to face with Kevin, dick to dick with Kevin, while he has to get touched by somebody else.
Now, I'm going to put this out there. Can you hand me the blue?
Sure.
The genius of this plan, of course, is that you know Kevin doesn't smell, but he does sweat.
He amplifies.
So you're going to get a nice layer of here. This will be the sweat layer right here.
Sure.
So he'll be able to move a little bit. It won't cause any rug burn or any sort of like burn because you know the mat burn or whatever.
Yeah.
But because it'll be natural lubricant right here.
Yeah.
That's the Lomo Saltado sweat right there.
Sure.
And then you missed it though, because he'd be smiling from ear to ear.
Or he'd be giggling.
And then you
and
have
laughing
to also understand.
Joey came in and then left.
Here's the deal. If there's a closet over here,
yeah.
Okay. Uncle Nick and Aunt Greg in this closet.
Yeah, like
watching
that.
This happen. All right.
Yeah.
There we are.
Yeah, well, that's us there right
are.
There.
There we are. Laughing.
I like it.
Cool,
like
Greg.
It
down here, laying down, tagging.
Just tagging the inside of the closet.
That's it.
Okay.
Where's Meanwhile, Andy? How much do you think Tim would just go like, ugh, and then that would be all the reaction we get out of him. We can't get him to react to shit. No, Andy's like back in Texas at this point.
Oh, makes sense.
Hey guys, I'm in the RGV. I'm downloading stuff on my dad's internet.
So that's a good Andy impression too. If I had an Andy doll, I'd say internet stuff.
Couple more tips, and then we're just gonna skip the rest of the news stories and talk about Spider-Man.
Yeah,
boy. The penultimate conquest said, hey, Greg and Nick, just keep my birthday text. I was wondering if you could get a butthole from Nick and a dugout from Greg. Thanks for everything you guys do. Have a great vacation. Ready? One, three.
Dugout.
There you go. It's Kid Spence's. What is going on, guys?
Hold on a second. Did I hear a rumor yesterday?
You
want to kill dugout? You don't want dugout to survive? You don't think dugout's a great, worthwhile joke? A great t-shirt? Le dugout. That's all it says.
There's sometimes, you know, when you have kids, you know, you wouldn't know this. You don't have any kids.
I have four children.
Where you just put it out there, and then sometimes that kid turns south, and you realize you've made something terrible, and you have
to put out the kid.
Well, you put the kid out to the world, and then you start realizing the kid is the spawn of Satan.
Sure.
And you know, like that Macaulay Culkin movie?
Yeah,
it was him and Elijah Wood. And then she
read the book.
Who am I gonna let go?
And see, this is what the movie didn't encapsulate that the book encapsulated. Elijah Wood. Is that in that scene, right, what was going through her head was the fact that the baby had drowned in like an inch of water. And that's when it really clicked for her finally. She had to admit the fact that Macaulay Culkin had drowned the kid.
Drowned
this
the
is
kid.
What the book, if you read the novelization of The Good Son like I did from the Scholastic Book Club, you get more out of that movie.
Yeah. Le Dugout is my Macaulay Culkin.
You've got to let it die? That's the worst thing you've done, you think? That's your spawn of Satan?
Definitely not the worst thing I've done.
Okay.
Because I do occasionally, like once a week, go back and evaluate all the week's worth of terrible things that came out of my mouth.
Sure.
And there are some that I go, wow, I can't believe I really said that.
Yeah, okay.
I can't believe I said that. Yeah. I can't believe it's forever immortalized. I can't believe I'm going to forget about it next week.
Sure.
And then someone somewhere will remind me about it a year from now.
Exactly. Go, that's not like really
a chill will go up my spine of saying, is this going to be the one?
Sure.
But they haven't got me yet.
The dugout.
And I say you like this. I'll tell you the same thing that robbers tell cops. Catch me if you can, motherfucker. Catch me if you can.
Now, real quick, you say robbers tell cops. At what point in the conversation is this when they're, stop, you're under arrest? Or is it like when they leave like a video essay?
They start running.
Uh-huh.
And the cop's a little out of shape, also wearing all the gear.
Sure.
So you can't expect him to run forever. The thief, on the other hand, has been running his whole life. He's waifishly skinny, tall, really long reach with the legs. Good span.
Yeah.
Catch me if you can, motherfucker.
I saw a video on Reddit today that I'll try to find while you move to the next thing.
Great.
So we can show it here.
Sure.
But if not, you'll see it in like 3 weeks when somebody submits it as a clip, acts like it's new or something.
Yeah, whatever.
You'll like it. Hold on. This.
Well, you know, it's fun. It must be fun knowing everything as it happens. Like, what's it like for you and Tim to be jacked into the Matrix and to spend every fucking second in the digital world and never enjoy real life?
It's pretty good. You know what I mean? Like, I like knowing things and being up on things. It's cool.
You gotta teach me. Well, if I haven't learned by now, I'm never going to learn. Let's see. Thank you for those tips, guys. It's Kid Spence said, what is going on, guys? I want to do something for Christmas for two amazing best friends. It's not much, but I would like to pay to buy a kind of funny glitch shirt for two best friends. But the catch is, Nick and Greg, you have to randomly pick for me. Love you guys. We have to randomly pick two best friends.
Joey!
I don't know who has the shirt, though. This is a Joey thing.
Joey!
Could you please pick two best friends or at random and give them to It's Kid Spence so he can buy them glitch shirts? You're the best around.
You just said two random, just run it like a giveaway.
Just random.
Also, Joey, can you do me a favor and find me the Reddit video I watched earlier today? I didn't upload it. Thank you.
Oh, I know everything. I can find everything in 1 second. I'm the Matrix.
I know Kung Fu. Show me.
Oh, it's so great knowing everything.
I gotta eat this humble pie. That's on me.
Yeah, how's it taste?
I did set this up and I failed.
You knocked it down. Oh, damn, we got a lot of tips today. Let's get through some more tips.
Enjoy the tips, bro.
Bark Cat Squirrel said, took the day off to do some Christmas shopping and watch the best kind of funny show. Love you guys. Keep up the great work. Silver Lobo 21 gave us 1,000 cheers. Said, happy Friday, champ. And Greg, I'm sick. And the only cure is a good old butthole. Thanks in advance. Also, Greg, are you verified on Instagram yet?
Fuck you.
Butthole. I feel better. We're all sick here, too. Kevin, of course, either sick or interviewed to be a masseuse / Orange Theory manager.
That's true. One of those things happened. We're not sure which.
Shrouds _ boyfriend said, my favorite part of the holiday season is being able to drink Uncle Nick's eggnog straight from the butthole. Damn.
Jesus Christ. You know,
butthole might be another one of those of my kids that I'm like, why?
No, you bring it back all the time.
They ask for it. They pay the bills. What am I supposed to, I'm beholden to them.
Cool, Greg, I sent you a link. We'll look at that here in a second.
Way it coats my throat and sticks to my lips.
Jesus.
Well, it's just, I had to read the whole thing.
Yeah, I know. Fuck me.
Well, IDEO Creation said, I've been calling all my friends doggy dog when we go to party, and I finally made them mad after 3 days. Any words of encouragement? Stop doing it. Don't do it. Tim hates it. Literally.
Cool, Greg. Full screen this. Nick, don't read the title.
All right.
All right, can we
watch it? Let me know when I can watch.
No sound. You don't need the sound. Play it. Don't read the title, Nick.
Okay.
All right. There we go. Now you can watch. Now you can move your hand. Guy's in the middle of his court hearing.
Peace out.
You're talking about the bailiffs being too fat to catch, or the cops being too fat to catch the robber.
Oh, shit! Whoa! Why would he do that?
I wonder, too. I don't know if he understood he was on the second floor.
Did that guy try to catch him? Yeah, don't try to fucking catch him.
Hey, he's a fucking court. He's a cop, man.
Oh, look at that neon belly. Good for you, man. Good for you.
Well, that was it.
I'll tell you one thing right now. It's moments like this when I think to myself, was it worth it?
Which part?
For you to scroll all night long just so you can find that one thing that I didn't know.
Yeah, it was.
Is it worth it?
I also saw a really good burger on Reddit.
Well, I'd like to see that.
That one I did upvote.
Keep going.
That one I liked. I don't know why I didn't upvote it. You know what I mean?
All right. We're going to get back. You know what? Shit, we got a lot of tips. We're going to get back to this in just one second. I do want to talk about Into the Spider-Verse.
Do you want to see this burger first?
Yeah, let's go.
Corey, show this burger. Because I'll tell you what. This is. You look at this burger and you're like, man, that's a burger.
Holy shit.
Look. Show that to the people, Cool Greg. Look at that thing.
That is.
Hot damn.
Fucking.
You know what I mean? I did. I mean, I brought you around on Reddit.
You brought it back, buddy.
You know,
here's what I. You know, the main crux of the show every day really is just a thinly veiled disguise to figure out what we're gonna eat for lunch.
Sure.
And now I feel like burgers.
You're feeling some burgers?
Are in order. Mm-hmm. Had a burger last night. Speaking of last night, segue. Got to the theater a little early. There's a Burger King across the way, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna get the Bacon King burger.
Ooh, wee.
We'll see who's king.
Yeah.
It was not very good.
Oh, no.
Not very good.
Okay.
But what was good, Greg Miller? Spider-Man. Into the Spider-Verse. Saw it last night. You saw it last night.
Yeah.
I watched it with Tim.
Yeah, you made the wrong call. Should have come watch the Alamo Draft
House. Well, I probably should have because we saw it at Kabuki and the sound was too low. And Tim noticed that. Tim and I took a midpoint pee.
Yeah. Right
during that clip that we had seen at the end of Venom.
Okay.
I was like, oh, I've seen this clip. I know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
so I was like, perfect time to go pee. Tim locked eyes with me. He's like, I've seen the same thing you're seeing. We went to go pee, and he's like, oh, it's so soft in there. Like, not loud. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, shit, I didn't even notice. Then I went back. I'm like, it's one of those things where
don't look
at the screen.
Yeah.
Oh, I see the screen. God damn it, the thing.
Yep.
Greg.
No spoilers,
right?
We're not going to spoil anything for Into the
Spider-Verse. We will probably or maybe never revisit this to re-rank it at some point or maybe never in the new year. But
we're going to re-rank it. It'll get a...
And I feel what it's like being you for a second, and I just want to be. I want to be dad.
Well, it's just, we don't have no. We have no good messaging. It's just that we want to. You're running away. We're trying to get
January 4th.
That has nothing to do with it. I'm just saying we're too busy to get ready for January 4th.
You got to get a pipe, doggy dog. Yeah, okay. See, what I do is I throw shit out there so that it hits the subreddit.
Yeah.
And people go, "What's Nick talking about?"
Sure.
And then people go, "Oh, maybe it's this. Maybe it's this. Maybe it's this." And then Tim chimes in and goes, "He's not talking about anything. He doesn't know. He doesn't pay attention to the production."
Sure.
But I like to confuse, befuddle, and excite.
Exactly.
What was your top of the line? No spoilers. Spider-Man.
I tweeted it last night. Like, Into the Spider-Verse is one of the most special movies I've ever seen. I cried twice, teared up at least twice more, if not more than that. It is why I read comics. It encapsulates everything that comic books get right. You know what I mean? In terms of humor, in terms of emotion, in terms of sadness, in terms of joy. Like, it's so magical. And it's also, like, such a beautiful movie. We've known from these trailers, right, of like, man, this looks like nothing else we've seen in terms of an animated flick period, let alone an animated flick for Spider-Man or a superhero. It's just so well done. It is just, on all accounts, this is a movie, it was at Alamo, of course, best movie theater in San Francisco.
Naturally.
In the world. And it was that thing where we had the food in front of us, and I was just doing this thing where I'm like, blindly like grabbing at things, so I couldn't take my eyes off the screen, and I can't remember the last movie that was like that at all, where I was like, I can't miss any. There was so much going on in such a good way, not in a cluttered over crazy way, of just like the way they would go and little things would happen behind them and little effects would. I was like, this is the rare movie that I left and I'm like, I'm so ready to go see it again.
I'm right there with you. I'm gonna slack Tim and tell him to come in here because I know he's got a lot of fun things.
Tim!
We're talking Spider-Man. Come talk with us. You nailed it, right? Here's my thing. First off, what I love about this, obviously, is like it's a play on the origin story.
Sure.
We're getting a new Spider-Man. It's such a well-crafted movie, and I forgot who had helped write it, but it was Phil Lord, Miller and Lord, the guys that did the Lego movie and 21 Jump Street. And it is just a very well-structured play on the origin story that I thought was very, very clever.
Sure. And that's the thing, too, is somebody who knows, obviously, Peter's story so well, knows Miles' story so well, knows Gwen's story so well. The twist turns and the unexpected bits of this were really well done. Where I, definitely from the trailer, I was like, oh, I know what I'm getting into. And then watching the movie, I'm watching the movie in the beginning and I was like, oh wait, how's this gonna line up? What's gonna happen? Yeah. And then it starts happening. You're like, oh my god, oh okay, awesome. Yeah. And then like the cast of characters you've seen in terms of Spider-Man Noir,
Spider-Ham.
It's so good. It is so fucking good.
Going back to the visual style for a second there. I kind of derailed this there. The little touches in this movie. This is a movie that I definitely. You know how Tim's always like, we go to see it in Dolby. I'm like, fuck, I don't fucking care. This is one that I walked out and go, God damn it. I should have seen this on the best screen possible with the best sound possible. First off, the soundtrack's amazing.
Yeah.
Second off, the little touches they do. Two things that I noticed, just very, very simple touches. In the shadows of all the shots, they use little lines, which is a shadowing technique and drawing, which I was like, that's really cool.
Well, you see it obviously, but like they have that, the dot, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like they use a cell dot.
That's all over the place.
But the other thing that I thought was really, really cool was that they have a specific style for blur. So the camera obviously is still doing a depth of field effect, right?
Yeah.
But mostly in animated movies, like if you watch a Pixar film, you're going to see a natural camera blur, right? There's a lot of time and effort that they put into that to make sure that the optics of the camera in the computers are mirroring an optic of a very nice lens in real life. So when something's out of focus, it's a nice, soft, fuzzy blur. They made a choice in here in moments to, instead of it being a soft, fuzzy blur, it literally just shifts the image over a couple ways, and you get a little line of chromatic aberration in there. Mm-hmm. And that was, I'm like, that's so fucking cool, because it still gets the effect across that it's blurred, but it's stylized. And all those little touches, like I almost want to watch this movie without sound, just to watch the visuals of how they did everything, and how, like, the cinematography and how everything was edited together, because it's so unique. Like, I've never seen anything like this before.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful, it's stunning, it's such a great interpretation. It's so crazy, of course, that I'm there watching a movie that starring Miles Morales, co-starring Spider-Gwen, went home, got on the couch with Jen, watched the finale to Elseworlds, Arrow, Supergirl, Superman, he's in the two, crossover thing, and then popped in Spider-Man PlayStation 4, because I was like, I gotta go. And it's just like, what a time to be alive as a comic book nerd like myself. But I mean, this movie is so special and so different, and so... like, it steamrolled me last night. Like, we had seen from the trailers and the clips, oh, man, it's funny and it's beautiful and that's great. I can't wait to see it. Like, I hope they stick the landing kind of thing. And then to get there and watch this entire thing, it was just so fucking good. So fucking good.
And, I mean, dude, the fucking voice cast in this is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not familiar with the guy that plays Miles. I hope I'm saying his name right. Shay Moore.
Cool, Greg. Is he... Alamo does the thing where they play stuff before... Do you know him? Because he looked like he... And if Tim would come... Can you go get your brother? Tim would answer his fucking Slack. Of course, he's too cool.
He was in Dope. He was in Dope. Yes. That movie was great.
I don't know what that is.
If you haven't seen Dope, it's a really, really, really cool movie about these... it's just a cool indie. Yeah. I really like that movie. So he was in that. Was he the lead in that? He must have been the lead in that. No. Anyway, he's phenomenal.
Copy that.
We'll wait on that. He's phenomenal. Of course, Jake Johnson.
Such a great...
is just God's gift to everything.
Peter Parker. Yeah.
He just has such a great delivery of all these lines that it's because sometimes it's hard to nail humor when you're not getting the expression.
Sure.
But he just gets it across. Haley Steinfeld, of course, as Spider-Gwen or Gwen Stacy.
Nicolas Cage was awesome.
He was fucking hilarious.
He was awesome.
And just the right amount, too.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Because I was like, I don't really need too much of all this. Yeah. And then they peppered it in, and it was really, really nice.
And that was the thing, too, watching the trailers, like, my concern, and a lot of people's concern, right, were they putting too much into this film? Like, no. It's Miles' story. Like, everybody else's side character to that, coming in to help his journey to become Spider-Man. Like, yeah.
I know. I want to spoil some of the one-liners, but
it's not worth it. Everybody should go see this as fast as humanly possible.
Yeah, of course, a shout-out to Mahershala Ali as well, who played the Uncle Aaron, who was that. And that was a great relationship. Phenomenal.
Who played his dad?
It's an actor I'm not familiar with. His name is...
I really liked his performance, and that was another... I mean, like, they just... no spoilers, but it's a really well-rounded character again. That's the thing about it. Everyone's a well-rounded character. I felt like everybody was believable in this, cartoon world.
The actor's name is Brian Tyree Henry.
Okay.
And he was really, really good.
Yeah.
I mean, you've seen him in the trailers. This is no spoilers, but there's that great moment where he drops him off at school and he's like, I love you.
Yeah.
He's like, you gotta say it back. And it's that great relationship of, like, you know, they nail those little moments with him and the kind of coming of age, because that's really what this is too. Yeah. And that's why it's great, because it's a coming of age story, but he's looking for, like, he's in that weird moment in time as a kid, and then what happens when you get those superpowers.
Right.
Similar to, like, the younger Peter Parker, things like that.
Well, so what, I mean, it's, if here. You, when you see this and you like this, make sure you go read Ultimate Spider-Man when Miles takes over, because it's very, there's differences, obviously, and you know, hopefully, Miles a little bit from the Spider-Man PlayStation 4 game. No spoilers there. But his story in the comics obviously starts off, you know, very young, and he is a very young kid who gets these abilities and has to deal with all that.
That's awesome. Really cool.
Yeah.
All right. No Tim.
You don't need him. He
sad.
Sucks. We already said that, right? Cool Greg?
Sad.
Cool Greg, you gotta see this movie. There's so much tagging.
A lot of tagging, Cool Greg. Like, there's a whole moment where they just go tagging. Spoilers. And it's dope.
It's
and it looks
spoilers.
Cool. It's kind of spoilers. Tim, of course, we walked out and he was like, oh my god, did you see this, and this? Like,
there's
all sorts of cool Easter eggs and stuff, totally. And I was like, I don't know any of that. He's like, oh, this is from this and this. And I was like,
fuck off, nerd.
I was like, you know, it was really, really cool.
You took him in the bathroom, gave him a swirly.
Fucking swirly.
Like, no, I'm gonna go lift weights.
Just my, obviously, I always view things from more of like a visual aesthetic and like from a visual standpoint. And I think this movie is so unbelievably, like, it could have gone two ways. It could have been stunning or it could have been so much. Like, I remember when I watched the Lego movie, I was like, the stop motion-y shit and all the colors, I'm like, this, I don't like this. This is too much for my senses. This one, just the right amount. And the little touches that you see in the trailer as well, where like they touch the, like he freeze frames for a second and goes Cell,
yeah.
And how they introduce all the comic book elements in and how it's kind of self-aware, but not really. It's just really fucking
one of the things I love the most about it, and this isn't a knock, but I love DC animated films, right? You love DC animated films. We watch them, we talk about them all the time. The problem with most DC animated films is that they are so true to the comic book.
Yeah.
That it's to their detriment, right? Whereas this one, again, I went in and be like, I know Miles' story. I know Peter. I know Spider-Gwen. What, you know, blah, blah, blah. But the way they do it and play with that and expand on the story and bring it back in and have their own, they've built their own world, right? And that, no joke intended with the whole Spider-Verse thing.
Yeah.
But like, even Spider-Verse, they take something that's what's mind-boggling for me as a nerd, right? Of when fucking the Nolan films came out, having to explain to mainstream friends that they weren't connected to the Burton films. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that people had such a hard time wrapping their head around that. But here we are watching a movie that people already obviously know isn't in part of the MCU, but now on top of that, understand what a multiverse is, and then to go home and turn on Amazon and watch the Elseworlds thing, where they're allowing people who watch CW shows to understand that there's different universes. Like, what a fucking time to be alive.
Also, I'll say it. Shout out to Sony. I get it for getting this done.
Sure.
This is a weirdly ambitious project that has a major theatrical release. If this movie was like, oh, we're releasing this on Netflix, then I'm like, okay, that makes sense. But this deserves to be seen in the theaters.
Yeah.
Oh, totally. The team they put together, this
a visual delight.
Indeed. Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome, bud. I'll see you later.
Bye. Greg, don't go anywhere. We got more
shows. Still the show.
We got more show. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break right now and then read tips after this. Before that, I want to talk to you about a little service you can take advantage of called 23andMe now through December 25th. The 23andMe DNA kits are on sale. This is easy to use. All you do is spit into a tube provided to you by your 23andMe kit. Register your sample to your personal 23andMe account, and in a few weeks, receive your personalized online reports. A lot of people walk around out there, they don't know anything about their genetic makeup, but not Greg. Greg knows everything.
Would you like to know about me?
I'd like to hear quiz time, Greg.
Yeah.
Rapid fire quiz time.
Sure.
Do you have the build of an elite power athlete?
I have the ability to, according to my 23andMe.
So it's possible you just chose.
If I wanted to do it, I could.
Not to take advantage of it.
It's your DNA, you know what I mean?
You're like,
here's one for you, right?
Yeah.
My genetic weight, I'm predisposed to weigh less than average. And I'm happy to report, I beat that.
Above average.
I beat that.
Kind of funny, above average. Well, if you want to know these and more facts about yourself, what goes into making you, you can take advantage of this service. Here's how you do it. Now, through December 25th, get 30% off any 23andMe kit. Order your DNA kit at 23andMe.com/morning. That's the number 23andMe.com/morning. Again, 23andMe.com/morning. This is fun. It's been fun for me to go through all these things and see what you guys could have been. But you just chose a different path.
That's the way to put it. Yeah.
You chose a different path.
Definitely one way to
put
it.
Not good, not better or worse.
Okay.
But definitely worse.
Okay. Okay.
Loot Crate, next up. Ladies and gentlemen. Greg, hold it up. Hold it up like Simba from The Lion King. Loot Crate's doing this cool thing called Loot Gaming. What is Loot Gaming? It's a monthly subscription box delivered directly to your door with exclusive pop culture, collectibles, apparel, and gear. Loot Gaming curates and designs everything themselves, which means you can't find these items anywhere. Tell you what, that's your favorite mug.
Or yeah, favorite you took it away from me.
I did. I brought it back.
It's my Metal Gear Foxhound one.
We got took this it away. In a Loot Gaming crate a couple months ago, and we couldn't be happier this month. Even cooler stuff coming out. The December crate has four incredible franchises, including Halo, Gears of War, and Mass Effect, and Galaga. That's four. It's awesome. With over 30 million crates sold, Loot Crate has a guaranteed t-shirt in every crate and packs a $60 value into each crate for less than $29 a month, so you cannot lose. Subscribe now and give yourself a birthday present every month. Tell you what, the delight that I see on Cool Greg's eyes when he opens one up and finds pins in there. He just, what he does, he lays them out and then walks away for a little bit. Just like get himself in the thing and savor it.
Sure.
It's really nice. This crate will sell out, ladies and gentlemen. So you must order by the end of this week to guarantee yours. Get the best surprise each month from the largest geek and gaming subscription company, Geek Out in Style with Loot Crate. Subscribe now by going to lootcrate.com/KFMS and enter my code KFMS to save an exclusive 30% off your subscription. That's lootcrate.com/KFMS and enter the code KFMS to save that 30% off your subscription. Give yourself a birthday present this month.
Give it to yourself.
And the next month.
Whoa.
Lastly, we have MeUndies. Greg?
Yeah.
Let's get it. What are we wearing today?
Is Yannick. What am I?
What do we got? What's the brand du jour?
This is nice, like paisley it's like pattern.
Floral. It's like a floral pattern. Like a hibiscus? No. It's more floral.
Yeah.
That's lovely. Yeah, very delicate. I was not expecting that today. Normally you go with the Jamaican jerk. Underwear.
But, I love Jamaican jerk in it. You know it.
But you went before. Ladies and gentlemen, we love MeUndies here. They've converted 90% of our office to wearing MeUndies because they make the softest underwear we've ever worn before with this micromodal fabric, which is not one, not two, but three times softer than cotton. You've never felt this fabric. Get ready to experience pure bliss in underwear form. Also, have you finished shopping yet for the holidays? Did a little cold thing just go up your spine? Like, oh, damn, I got to do
cold thing?
Stuff.
It's a slug!
Oh, my God, is it an alien? No worries, you can get everything you need for you and your loved ones at MeUndies. You can also get styles that is perfectly suited for you or that special someone, men and women, who can each choose from four different cuts, all of which are available from classic colors to adventurous prints. Obviously, Greg's wearing the prints that he's wearing today, and I couldn't be happier about that. Seriously, these fun undies would be a great stocking stuffer, but why stop at undies? MeUndies has cozy lounge pants and onesies in that same super soft fabric, perfect for wearing Christmas morning. Oh, get up, put your onesie on, get a little cup of coffee.
That's the plan.
I got some presents. Give Portillo's little present. He unwraps it, chews the whole thing, eats it.
I take him to the vet. Yeah, that's exactly how it's going to go.
Here's the offer right now. MeUndies has a great offer for listeners. Any first-time purchasers, when you purchase any MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. Order by by December 16th, or free shipping in time for Christmas. Crunched for time. You can't go wrong with a MeUndies gift card. They thought of everything over there.
They did.
They're crushing it. They got Tim Gettys over there who's like, oh, what about gift cards?
Exactly.
And everyone's like,
brilliant! Put it in the Kind of Funny ad. Any of the other ads? No!
No, absolutely not. This is no-brainer. Get 15% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you will ever put on. To get that 15% off, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. I'm going to try this tagline out right now.
Here we go.
Make your Christmas morning soft.
Good. I like that. I liked it. Cozy.
Cozy. That's better.
Make your Christmas morning cozy.
Have a cozy Christmas morning. Have no, cozy yours is better. Okay. Yours is better.
Well, all right.
We're going to give away a game right now, and this will be my last giveaway, and I'm so happy to say this. There are four ways to win, ladies and gentlemen.
You're not retiring. It's just you're just going on. We're still doing the show next week.
Yeah,
you'll give away stuff throughout
the year.
You'll give away stuff.
But you guys are going to fuck it up next week. Be in the chat. Be a subscriber. Amazon Prime. Hey, Amazon Prime. Twitch Prime. You can use it. There you go. Support us at the $2 above level on Patreon or the $2 above level on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Get you all the perks of the $1 above level. Get you entered to win. Right now, be just like Trevor Knox from Patreon. He has won Reigns, Game of Thrones, on Steam. All right, Greggy.
Yeah.
I'm going to order the rest of the tips, and then
burger time.
Mr. Straightfire said, with this being the last morning show of 2018, it's not, there's more next week, I won't be able to take the time to show my appreciation to you, Nick. Day in and day out, you're there for us every day. With every co-host, you manage to give the show a different vibe. I don't know if it's by design, but it's remarkable. You're a real MVP. And shout out to Cool Greg and Kevin as well. See you next year. It's not by design. It's just my natural talent and charisma.
Ooh.
Yeah. Smashing Success said, thoughts on CW's Elseworlds? I thought it was a really fun time, and I'm looking forward to Crisis next year. Also, have you guys been following watching Titans? Been enjoying it so far?
I loved Elseworlds. Thought it was a lot of fun. Again, I'm not watching currently week to week anymore, so I just dropped in for this, their annual event here. Loved what I saw. Loved seeing Tyler Hoechlin be Superman. Loved his interplay with Melissa as Supergirl. Loved, as always, Grant Gustin as Flash, Stephen Amell's Arrow. Their interplay between each other was all great. Super excited for Crisis as well. Still a thing of like, man, this is a TV show with a TV budget trying to do superhero fights, which is always awkward, seeing like Superman go through a window. It's like, all right. But they're working, and it's fun, and I enjoyed it. Titans, I've watched episode one of, then never heard another peep about, but now Cool Greg throwed up. This finale they're promoting for on the 21st of basically Robin versus Batman. Batman's gone over the edge. He's killing all his villains. I'm 1,000% in. We'll watch this the day it drops on DC Universe.
Fantastic. Jelly Zipper gave us 500 shares. Said, Nick, if you could tell my girl Amy, thank you for being the best girlfriend anyone could ask for. I love you. Thank you guys. You rock, Cool Greg. Amy, you're the best around. No one's ever going to take you down, unless you would like to be taken down by your boyfriend Jelly Zipper.
Jeez,
in which case, he'll probably do it for you. James Jones said, I'm in the market for a new iPad, wondering if any of you have the 12.9 Pro and if it's too big for comics or not.
I'm pulling the trigger on that tomorrow. That's going to be my reward for a year of work and getting through the showcase. And I'm doing it mainly for comics. I've only used the one in the store, obviously. Tim has last-gen giant iPad.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
Tell you what, you've done a great job this year. While you're out there, buy yourself a donut on the company.
Thank you very much.
A cup of coffee.
I'm doing the Greg's Comic Book Club on Wednesday of next week with DJ Wheat from Twitch. So I will have impressions of the iPad Pro comics there for you.
Fortune for Life said, hey, very long time, first time. I was on the KF forums briefly yesterday. It seems like aside from Caliph, the majority who still use the forums is still very small, and they are not representative of the welcoming KF community. Any plans to revamp it? None at this time.
No, we walked away from the forums pretty much. Well, not walked away, but I mean put them up and then, walked away. We don't really do anything with the forums anymore, no.
Sorry. Bowflex22 said, thank you guys for all you have done this year and continue to do. You all put a smile on my face every day. So, lunch is on me today. Oh, it gave us $100.
Wow, Holy cannoli.
Thank you very much for that. Chacho, so thank you so much for the big box full of games and who knows what else package. I was going to wait until Christmas to open it, but last night I caved in. You guys are the best, and he gave us a little... Cool Greg, can you grab that link real quick and show us in 1 second? I'm going to read this real quick. Blackjack gave us $25 and said, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to the entire KF crew. Nick, thanks for making 2018 the best year so far of the morning show. I've enjoyed bugging you about the word of the day all year. For me, the word of the day today is thank you. I appreciate it. That's very fitting. And, of course, here is Lionel Cruz, who got our gigantic box of games and a bunch of Josh McCuga stickers and some tag stickers from Cool Greg, presumably. Allegedly. All right, that's it for tips. That's it for the show. It's 11:58, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. As a heartfelt thank you. It's been awesome doing the show all year. Of course, I'm going on vacation next week. These guys are continuing it. But I love everyone. Be safe. Have a great holiday season. And we'll see you in the new year. It's going to be lots of good stuff. Greg, you're the best around. I love you. Cool, Greg?
You said like to 15 people today they're the best
around. Well, they're on the other side of the thing. Where are they? Where's Amy? Where are they at? Are they in Minnesota? Are you in Minnesota right now?
I'm not.
Do you think you're the best in Minnesota right now?
Well, probably, yeah. It's Minnesota. Well, Cisco's there now. He's fine.
See? Eyes in the back of your head. He's coming back for a kind of funny games later right now. If you're watching this on YouTube, the word of the day is thank you. We love you all. Cool, Greg. Please cut the feed.